be. Tobo was so anxious to interject his own thoughts that he danced around like a little boy with a desperate need to pee. He announced, "Shvetya wants to die, Sleepy. But he can't. Not as long as Kina is still alive. And she's immortal."
"He's got a problem then, doesn't he?"
Swan had an idea.
"He could divide up that lifespan and offer it to us. I'd take him up on it. I could use another couple thousand years. After I get away from this kind of life."
I moved us closer to the demon as we talked. My natural pessimism and sourness evidently reasserted itself, though I never stopped feeling younger and happier and more energetic than I had for ages. I just stopped giggling with the rest of them. I asked, "Where's your mother, Tobo?" His good humor waned momentarily.
"She went with Granny Goda?"
A glance at Doge made me suspect that there had been a sharp encounter between Sara, the mother, and Min, willing to accept her son as one of them. This was Nuang Bo's stubbornness again, from two directions. On this one, the troll must have sided with her grandson and Doge. I changed the subject. "All right. You two claim you've been in Shvetya's mind, or maybe he's been in yours. Whichever, tell me what he wants." I did not believe the demon was being helpful out of the goodness of his ancient heart. He could not be. He was a demon, accursed of God, whether he was a creature of light or of shadow. To a demon, we adventurers had to be as brief and transient as individual honeybees would be to us. Though, like the bees, we might be able to make ourselves obnoxious for a short while. Doge said,
"He wants what anyone in his position would want. That seems obvious."
Tobo interjected,
"He also wants loose, Sleepy. He's been pinned that way for a long time. The plane keeps changing because he can't get out to stop anybody."
"What's he going to do if we pluck the daggers out of his limbs? Will he go on being our pal? Or will he start busting heads?" Doge and Tobo exchanged uncertain glances. So, they had not spent much time worrying about that. I said, "I see. Well, he may be the sweetest guy on God's green earth, but he stays right where he is for now. A few weeks or months more shouldn't make much difference to him. How the heck did he manage to get himself nailed to his chair?"
"Somebody tricked him," Tobo said.
"Surprise, surprise.
You think so?"
It seemed there was a lot more light now than there had been when I was headed in the other direction with Swan. Or maybe my eyes had adapted to the interior of the fortress. I could make out the designs and the floor clearly. All the features of the plane could be found there except for the standing stones with their glittering gold characters. And those might have been represented by certain shadowy discolorations I was unable to examine more closely. There were even tiny points that seemed to be moving, which almost certainly meant something if one knew how to read them. Shvetya's throne rested atop a circular elevation positioned at the heart of an intermediate raised circle just over 20 yards across. Doge assured me that that was roughly 1/80th the diameter of the biggest circle, and that that was 1/80th of the diameter of the entire plane.